The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 2nd of July, 2008. It's the birthday of the man who wrote these lines, "What you loved and what you strove for, what you dreamed, and what you lived through. Do you know if it was joy or suffering, G-sharp and A-flat, E-flat, or D-sharp? Are they distinguishable to the ear?" Hermann Hesse, who was born in the Black Forest of Germany, 1877, he was a precocious child in school, but he had behavior problems. His parents sent him to a theological seminary when he was a teenager, and that made a rebel out of him. When he was 22, he published his first poems. After the beginning of World War I, he moved to Switzerland. He opposed German nationalism. He spoke up against the violence, and for that he received a lot of hate mail from Germany. He renounced his German citizenship and became a Swiss citizen. Best known for his works, Siddhartha and Steppenwolf. Pope Benedict XVI once said that Steppenwolf was one of his favorite books because he said it exposes the problem of modernity's isolated and self-isolating man. It's the birthday of Thurgood Marshall, born in Baltimore, 1908. He thought about becoming a dentist, but he later said, "My father turned me into a lawyer without ever telling me what he wanted me to be. He taught me how to argue, challenged my logic on every point, even if we were discussing the weather." Thurgood Marshall applied to the University of Maryland Law School, but he was turned down because he was African American, so he enrolled at Howard University instead. He got his law degree there, and he used it to sue the University of Maryland for racial discrimination, and he won the case. Thanks to him, the University of Maryland Law School admitted its first black student in 1935. Marshall became the legal director of the NAACP, argued 32 cases for them, and won 29 of them, the biggest of which was Brown versus Board of Education before the Supreme Court in 1954, which challenged racial segregation. President Lyndon B. Johnson appointed him to the Supreme Court in 1967. And it was on this day in 1961 that Ernest Hemingway committed suicide with a shotgun in Ketchum, Idaho. He'd had a hard time writing ever since World War II. He suffered terrible injuries, including a skull fracture in the crash of a plane on a safari in Africa in 1953, never recovered from his injuries. He wrote a memoir, A Movable Feast, about his time in Paris, but suffered from depression afterward. Underwent electroshock therapy, which he hated. He wrote in a letter, "What is the sense of ruining my head and erasing my memory, which is my capital, and putting me out of business?" Here are two little poems for today by Emily Dickinson. The only news I know is bulletins all day from immortality. The only shows I see tomorrow and today, perchance eternity. The only one I meet is God, the only street, existence. This traversed, if other news there be, or admirabler show, I'll tell it you. This is my letter to the world that never wrote to me, the simple news that nature told with tender majesty. Her message is committed to hands I cannot see. For love of her, sweet countrymen, judge tenderly of me. Two poems by Emily Dickinson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.